The second is they said that it has, that the knowledge will be consistent and that you'll find it even lasting beyond the person's life. Because وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ بَاقٍ, what's with Allah is going to continue. And that's why in the life of Imam Malik, who was just an incredible Imam, someone came to him and said, Imam Malik, father Abdullah, there are a number of books now called Muwatta. Many people wrote now, كثرت المواطات, يعني there's a lot of books called Muwatta. So he says, سَتَعْلَمُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ بِإِلَى وَجْهَ اللَّهِ. He said to his student, you'll know one day that what I wanted from this book was Allah. Now if you go to any bookstore and you ask for the Muwatta of any of the previous scholars who came before Malik, people will call the police on you for being insane. It's the only one that stood the test of time. So they say that it will last, it will have barakah, it will have khair, you'll see it. And that's why Imam Ibn al-Ta'ala Iskandari said, Man ashraqat nihayatuhu faqad ashraqat bidayatuhu. Whoever their ending was illuminated, it was because their beginning was illuminated. And he said, وَمِنْ عَلَمَاتِ النَّجَاحِ فِي النِّهَايَةِ الرُّجُوعِ إِلَى اللَّهِ فِي الْبِدَايَةِ, that the sign of a successful ending is returning to Allah in the beginning. So this taqwa. And this month trains us on taqwa. And we all know the beautiful story of how Ubay ibn Ka'b radiallahu anhu, when Umar asked him, what's taqwa? He said, have you ever gone to like a thorny path with like these kind of clothes on, right? He said, yeah. He said, how did you carry yourself? He said, I pulled my clothes around myself and I walked very carefully. He said, dhaka taqwa. He said to him, this is taqwa. This is the meaning of taqwa.